Still, Iraq remains a dangerous place for U.S. forces. On July 23rd, Army Captain Joshua Byers was killed when his Humvee hit an explosive device near Baghdad. This past week, Army brass and enlisted men and women gathered at Fort Carson, Colorado, to remember him. Nancy Greenlease was there.
Religion was a constant theme in the life of Joshua Byers. He grew up in South Carolina, the son of Baptist missionaries and the grandson of a pastor. He even married a minister's daughter. You'd think that he would have followed their path straight to the pulpit. Pastor David Crump says, think again. He first met Josh as a boy of six.
A whole gang of boys came running around the corner, and I looked, and the one in front was Josh. And Josh hollered, "Charge!" And the whole group took off down the street. Josh was in complete control, and the rest of the boys were the one following. Just a natural leader.
Byers' family moved to Sparks, Nevada when he was in high school. The Southern boy won over his classmates and teachers, getting elected student body president and commanding the school's ROTC. Often called JT, he graduated from West Point in 1996.
JT always had a smile and a laugh, charmed everyone.
Captain Jesse Sellers was Byers' best friend.
Did impersonations of South Park characters that would continually keep people laughing. He just had a love for life all the way around.
At Fort Carson, Byers succeeded in the high-profile job of aide to the commanding general, but he desperately wanted to command a troop. He proved himself before deploying to Iraq, painstakingly preparing his squadron for dangerous urban warfare. In Iraq, just over a month ago, he took command of Fox Troop, and from all accounts blossomed as a compassionate leader. Lieutenant Colonel Toby Green said Byers recognized that his troop needed a relief from the stress and organized a wild 4th of July party.
I admire someone with the foresight to say, let's go get some chickens and have some chicken races, and dug a big hole, built a mudslide, and he was the first guy to go down. When you see your boss doing that, if you're a soldier, it has an effect. That's leadership.
And his concern went beyond just his troops. Captain Sellers recalls Byers recently picking his way around landmines to pull some Iraqi children to safety.
It obviously is pretty frightening to the children. Josh Byers always carried a bag of Skittles in his pocket to give to the children to help calm the situation in an environment that children shouldn't have to be a part of.
Josh and his wife, Kim, had hoped to start a family soon. She's received some comfort from a letter from Byers that arrived the day he died. He mentioned that God's plan is always perfect and there's a reason for everything. Pastor David Crump's only regret is that his flock never heard Byers preach.
You know, there are some people that God just reaches down and touches and anoints, and he was one of them. And so when Josh spoke, people listened.
Soon, people will be able to listen to a song inspired by Josh. His brother's Christian rock band, Bleach, recorded it before Josh's death, and it will appear on the band's new album.
But I'm coming home soon.
For NPR News, I'm Nancy Greenlace.